FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
The Sports Station. Dirt and Sprague.
There's a huge amount of our content that people can essentially consume for free. I mean, this is very much a highlights-based sport. Instagram, TikTok, you know, Twitter, you name it, any service. You know, there's an enormous amount of content out there. YouTube, by another example, that is advertising-based that consumers can consume.
Andy Dirt Johnson, Brendan Sprague.
Swing it away! Leo Rivas, what have you done?
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1, the Fan, in the Fan Sports Network. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Thursday morning to everybody out there.
What is happening?
Andrew.
Hello.
Want a fun sports fact to start off the show?
I would love a fun sports fact to start off the show.
Dirk Nowitzki amount of days till the Trailblazers tip off. How many days is that, boys?
41.
41 days. You know what's funny? So I'm looking this
up. Are we going to do this? Because we used to do this like in the summer. 27 days until football kicks off. Are we going to do this over the next 2 months for Blazer season?
It may or may not be a theme that kind of constantly pops up on the show. It doesn't have to be a full conversation on the Blazers. I understand it's football season.
I do think it is an important reminder because like everybody out there knows when football starts. It's Labor Day weekend. The week before Labor Day, you get week zero, and then everybody plays Labor Day weekend. Like We all know that. When you give me the stat of when the Blazers tip off, there is a reminder of like, oh God, that's right.
41's not that long.
Not that far away. It'll be here before we know it, Bob.
So here's a fun fact. Well, not a fun fact, a fun like part of my day yesterday.
Yeah.
So I'm doing show stuff, right? And I'm like, you know, I did mention the 42 days till the tip off. What if I just did this continual reminder countdown, but I use sports jerseys?
I think at this point numbers. You have to do that.
Now, I'm going to need your help here. Ooh. Swag can hop in here.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why, but I knew 42, so I'm like, okay, Thursday will be 41. And then I went, 41? Who's the best 41? So I Google just generate best number 41s in sports, right?
Yes.
And he didn't initially pop up, Dirk. Do you know who popped up on the algorithm for some reason?
Who?
A number 41. And I almost used it, and then I went, wait a minute, what am I doing?
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
It's Dirk. But it's another basketball player.
41.
Role guy. Think 90s.
90s role guy.
Laker.
40. Oh, Rambus?
Eldon Campbell.
Oh. Eldon Campbell?
I don't know why he popped up, but he popped up. And I'm like, Eldon Campbell cannot be the number I use.
That's not a big enough name because nobody will remember that.
And that's when like it just hit me. I'm like, oh yeah, Dirk was 41.
This is going to be a fun exercise if you legitimately do it every day.
Which also,
what number do you come up with? Yes. And what athlete do you think of as the most popular for that number?
Well, we talked jokingly with the firm yesterday as we were doing the handoff, right? From our show to their show.
Yes.
And the BYU quarterback famously is number 47.
Yes.
And so
isn't his name Bear?
Bear Bachmeier.
Bear Bachmeier, yeah.
That's his name.
And we were just talking about how a psycho would wear number 47 at quarterback, and we've long talked about numbers for positional players
exactly.
And how Jerrion Dickey was a red flag wearing number 99 at receiver.
Yeah.
To Bear's credit, he was a linebacker first, I think, or something. He played a different position and then came into the quarterback
position.
Yeah,
he had a backstory of why he's
and
number 47.
He wore 47 when he was at a different position.
Very fair. But I think
it's still weird.
In hindsight,
yes, it is.
If I would have told you one of the greatest forwards and shooting basketball players in league history was going to wear number 41, you'd be like, 41?
Yeah. I also have to acknowledge to you, like, now that you say it, I can picture it. But if you would have asked me on the show yesterday, Dirk, what number did Dirk Nowitzki wear? I don't know if I would have been able to give it to you off the top of my head.
Well, clearly me either, because it took me a minute to go, oh my God, Dirk Nowitzki wore number 41.
And he's one of the all-time great players in the history of the league.
I don't know, but the minute you said Dirk, I knew it was 41.
Yeah.
Had you said
what number
you wouldn't have
been able to say it.
Right. I don't know that I would have got there, but you said Dirk, and I was like, oh, 41 days.
Isn't 30? That a weird thing that we all three have the same kind of reaction of like, I don't know. Yeah, 41.
Because how many of the top, let's say, just ballpark 15 players in NBA history can you not say their number off the top of your head?
Oh, that's a great question.
Because if I throw just random players at you, it's a pretty immediate answer for a lot of guys.
Like,
some of them jumped around.
Shaq and Kobe both had two numbers.
Yeah, they
32, 34. 8 and 24.
Yeah, but yeah. That's true. Yeah, LeBron is the same way,
too. 6 and 23?
6 and 23.
MJ.
So a handful of them did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's a valid point. What do you think of more with Shaq?
34.
You think of 34 more because of the titles?
Yeah. Well, he's just the most, his most peak dominance was 34 with the Lakers, even though Orlando Shaq was a lot of fun and they got to the finals.
Sure. Yeah.
But I think 34.
You go 34.
Like, here's.
Because wasn't that his number at LSU?
I think that's what it was, yeah.
And that's why he went. Is 32 retired by the Lakers? Is somebody,
Magic Johnson.
Oh, yeah. Touche. Dumb question. There you go. Answering my own. How many guys could I name you the number off of? Like, why wasn't he a number 32 for the Lakers?
33 was Kareem.
Yeah. You got to jump up two spots. Go to 34.
But I also think if I would have said Magic Johnson's number, you would have said 32.
32
you just blanked on 32 Lakers for some reason.
Well, now I'm curious.
What?
Who it's going to be tomorrow.
You'll have to wait and find out.
I've already Googled the most popular number 40 because I was curious. Like, where are you going to go tomorrow?
It's up ahead here. It's 41.
I won't give out a name, but I'm curious now if you're going to use this name.
There's a clear front runner.
Yes.
A clear front runner.
I think so.
Yeah, I don't know if I can name you another 40 in all of sports, to be honest with you.
Not this electrifying.
Not that electrifying.
No way.
No.
Before the Coke? Come on.
I mean, guy could jump out of the gym, dude. He's a walking highlight right there.
Now, here's another one.
Yeah.
What numbers? Give me a second here.
Okay.
So we had another Laker, because you said what, the top 15?
I just get ballpark top 15 players. Like if I ask you, what's the number? What number was Hakeem?
There was another 34.
Laker
who was in probably the top 15 in terms of accomplishment. I don't know if people want him there anymore because they don't like him, but he was a Laker, but he didn't wear his original number from his first team. What number did he wear as a Laker? And I'll give you the name and we'll see if you piece this together.
Okay.
Karl Malone. He could not wear 32 on the Lakers. What number was he?
Oh.
It's the most odd number ever, and I don't know why I remember it, but I just remember it.
Yeah,
I don't like number 9?
You're not far.
8?
11.
11.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been able to guess
number 11.
Yeah, because I think of him as 32.
Exactly.
When he was a Utah Jazz.
Exactly.
Forever.
Yep.
Yeah, I would never have connected 11.
Did he
I feel
wear
like those
11
examples...
when he was a raging Cajun?
I don't know. I don't know what the significance of 11 was. Maybe it was the age...
Good halt there. Good halt. Whoa, boy.
Pull back on the reins
early.
Let's
just go ahead and turn our focus to the next number that
just
we want to talk about.
What?
That was the exact thought that I had, and I was going to say it, and I thought, don't say that today, and then you started to, and I'm glad you didn't say the entire thing. That was good. Those ones I feel like are outliers. Like, if
there's a chunk of your career, not even a chunk. That was how many years was he a Laker?
I think two
years at most,
I think
right?
Two. I'll
like that's
up.
A throwout. Throw it
yeah.
out. Yeah. The guys like Shaq who were dominant at one number, dominant yeah. with another number. One. Like they won.
That
like,
was his last year. 03-04 was his last year.
So he was just a Laker for 1 year. Those ones, yeah. Those are no counties for me. That would be like if Brady had wore a different number with the Bucks. Like if he went to number 4 with the Bucks. Mm. If you thought of Tom Brady, you're always going to think of number 12. You're not going to think of the number that he wore in Tampa. So those are different examples for me. The ones that are challenging are the guys who almost split it down the middle. Like was Kareem always the same number when he was with the Bucks?
I believe he was. Sure
or did he change? He never changed. He was always 33.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny, though, too, how numbers work in your head? Because if you ask me first basketball
player.
Yeah,
it was player, 33.
33.
I think he was that at UCLA. I think that's his number.
Because Walton was 32 at UCLA and with Portland.
That's right. Yes, that's right. That I know. If you ask, though, what's the first number 33 that sticks out in your mind in the NBA, who's the first player that sticks out?
Larry.
Is it Larry for you?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Oh, for me, it'll always be.
I mean, Kareem
it's Kareem
and Larry.
For me.
It'll be Scotty for me. Scottie Pippen?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, maybe because he was a Blazer and I had the jersey when he came over and it was like, that was so cool. That's the one that I'll think of.
That's funny. It should be Kareem,
it should be Kareem.
You said that. And
over Larry Bird,
though?
Why over Larry Bird? Larry Bird's one of the all-time greats, too.
No, I obviously he's in my top 10 all-time.
This is going to be a fun little bit that we've now created on the
I'm
show.
I'm very curious, though, about 37 on Monday. That's the one that might be a challenge.
37, really?
Not a lot of 37.
Can you think of an athlete numbered 37?
Not in the NBA.
Sean Alexander.
Yeah, good pull.
MVP.
Good pull. MVP season.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to say this. You know how they have that age-old meme that it's like men just spend hours and they reference 90s baseball players?
Yes.
I think we could do this with numbers, too.
Without a doubt.
Oh, yeah. You sound like, dude, could you think...
There's books about
this. Who's the best number 34? 35? What about 44? You know what I mean? Like, I think we could all do this for hours.
You could spend an entire show doing this. This would have been a great COVID show when there was nothing going on. This would have filled 4 hours of content of like, what's the first number that you think of when that comes up? I kind of hope when we get to 20.
There are books about this. Like,
are there really?
Oh, yeah. The greatest to ever
the greatest
wear number
numbers
whatever.
Of an athlete.
And there's random ones that don't have a lot of all-time greats that you kind of got to dig deep.
Yeah.
So far, we have not hit that. And eventually we will. And I'll be curious what you find when you get there.
I don't know why, but 41 as a baseball number doesn't really strike me much. In football, I looked it up, and I think Dirk is the greatest number 41 in sports history.
Yeah, who is the most popular NFL player to ever wear 41?
According to the Google results, now you can say the AI bot at Google is terrible, and I would largely agree with you.
What number was LaDainian Tomlinson?
He was 21.
21.
Okay. Which he's in the running too, man. He was all time.
But he won't be your 21, though, will he?
No.
He can't be. He can't be number 20. 21 will always be Deion, dude. It will always be Deion.
Has to be Deion. That's a good poll question. Who is number 21 to you, Deion or LaDainian?
I mean, at this point in the NFL, you could probably throw a handful of other guys in there, too. That's such a popular number now that people choose. But
dude, LaDainian didn't win a ring, and I think it ultimately hurts him. The AFC title game, remember, he weirdly got hurt and didn't come back. And
yeah.
Phillip Rivers was playing with like an ACL injury, so we kind of labeled him a certain thing. Man, go look at those numbers.
It's insane.
It's absolutely bananas.
Insane what he did.
Yeah, he should be given further argument that he's number 21.
Yes, I'm okay with that.
He won't ever beat Deion for
many.
He's
in the argument as the greatest player in the history of his position in the NFL. I don't think anybody would pick him, but from a talent and a production standpoint, I think you could put him in the conversation of the greatest running back of all time.
Now, this says number 41 of the Raiders was a linebacker who won the Super Bowl.
There's a decent one right now that I found.
Phil Villapiano. Lee Flowers from the Steelers, Lorenzo Neal.
Great fullback.
And Buster Screen.
I mean, I loved watching Buster Screen play.
Did you?
Who didn't? Yeah. That guy was a monster over the middle.
Yeah. Lorenzo Neal, I remember.
There's one right now in the NFL. That's a decent-sized name.
41.
Dude. Running back.
Running back.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been able to guess this. And then I Googled it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. He is number 41.
Hold on, I'm blanking.
I believe he holds the single-game touchdown record or in the mix for that rushing touchdown record.
In a game?
In a game.
I got to be honest with you. Man. I'm absolutely coming up blank. And you're going to say the name, and
I'm going to say
oh
the name,
God.
And you're going to go, I'm an idiot. Alvin Kamara.
Alvin Kamara is number 41.
You know why I forgot? I love Alvin Kamara. Have since I
doesn't
he
hold
started.
The record? Wasn't that a thing on Thanksgiving a couple years ago where he got like 6 touchdowns in a game? Am I misremembering that?
No.
And then that was like the storyline of the game. They kept giving him touchdowns.
I think he caught. They weren't all rushing. I think two of them were like, you know, swing passes out of the backfield or something weird. But
yeah, he tied the record for 6. Most touchdowns in a game.
The ASU running back that had like 8 touchdowns in that game randomly. You remember that when Herm was there? He played in the NFL for a while.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
No.
He had like 7 touchdowns in an overtime game or something.
Just kept piling them up.
They were beating up a patsy or something.
Yeah, Ernie Nevers, Gale Sayers, and Alvin Kamara, the only guys in NFL history to have 6 touchdowns in a game.
That's crazy.
So he tied the record.
That's crazy.
And, you know, the other two were, the last time it happened was 1965, and he did it in 2020.
Exactly.
A little more recently.
I got to look up this running back. Now it's bothering me.
Now you're going to have to find it. We're fully down the rabbit hole today. We can do the first hour on this if you want. Should we bump the magic hat later in the show to keep going over numbers?
No.
I want to get to the segment.
Push it back.
The magic hat is locked and loaded.
Kalen Ballage. Yes, I do remember that name. I don't remember him having 8 touchdowns in a game.
Yeah, he had 8 in one game. They were playing Texas Tech, and they had a bunch of goal lines. They just kept handing him the ball, and he scored every time.
How pissed did that quarterback have to be, too? Like, probably had a bunch of guys get tackled at, like, the 3-yard line. He's trying to get a passing touchdown. Like, can one of you guys get into the end zone and prop up my numbers here? Because we're scoring touchdowns left and right.
By the way, that is the NCAA record.
That, I mean, it has to be 8 in a game.
2016. I remember that game randomly. I don't know why.
Kalen Ballage is a name that I definitely remember.
He was a good player.
He was a great college running back.
Well, numbers.
Numbers.
How about numbers?
Fun with numbers to
Fun
open
with
the show.
Numbers. Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
A great new bit. I can't wait for tomorrow.
I really can't wait for Monday. Monday morning will be, 37.
Won't Monday be 39? No, or I guess, we're jumping days. It's 40 not shows, touche.
I want my weekend.
I want my honorary Monday. Yeah, you got to give me 39 and 38 on Monday, and then we'll do 37.
You want me to give you 3
on
Monday?
I want all the numbers now at this point.
But it wouldn't be an accurate part of the bit.
We went over, we skipped
I'm
over.
Sorry, the weekend is the weekend.
Can I get a Friday 39, 38, an honorary shout out to the numbers we are skipping over?
We'll get a random text in the group text. There'll just be this random NBA name that shows up.
Because now I'm thinking of 39 and 38, and there's not a lot of names that come into my mind.
5:30 in the morning when he's up and can't sleep.
Who are we going to go with here?
I'm sorry to tell you guys. You get the number on the day.
Bernard Thompson or something comes through.
I actually am curious.
Now you are, right? Now I want to know. I don't skip over numbers here. That's offensive to 38 and 39. Larry Zonka's a 39.
I know who number 39 would be, though.
Oh.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yes, I would love to know. Give me your 39 and 38. We can get it out of
feels
the way now.
Feels kind of weird and dirty to do this.
It doesn't feel dirty. It feels great.
Well, it's Dwight Howard. Newly
depressing.
He just got in the Hall of Fame.
Everybody's in the
He's
Hall of Fame.
He's a 3-time DPOY. He took a team to a finals.
Yeah, everybody's in the Hall of Fame.
Why do we hate on Dwight Howard? I don't get it.
He's a
such a weird.
He is a weirdo.
He is a weird dude, but he's like one of the all-time great defensive centers to ever exist.
Should that be the first poll question of the day? Who's the bigger number 39, Larry Zonka or Dwight Howard?
Well, I'm staying on social media, so I'm going to need you to post
that. I'll go ahead and post that, bad boy. 38, can I give you 38? There's only one candidate for 38.
Greg Ostertag.
He's not Greg Ostertag, although I did love watching Greg Ostertag. Kurt Schilling, number 38.
Well, you're going outside of the sport.
No,
I'm staying in the sport.
We're staying in
the
sport.
Oh, it's got to be basketball?
That's what I thought.
Oh, I thought we were doing all players.
That's what we were doing.
It's the Blazer tip-off.
This is the fun part.
Yeah. Gotcha. I retract my Larry Zonka. Okay. Then that's a no-countsies.
Loaded show. We got Josh Pated as normal
Victor Criappa was number 38.
Definitely wouldn't be it.
Kwame Brown. Not a lot of great 38.
Kwame!
Not a lot of great 38s over
the
years. I
think Kwame Brown number 5.
I do too, not 38.
Josh Pate at 7:40. Dive into the full bag of college football this coming up weekend. And Ryan Clark of the Oregonian, kind of a, not so much preview, more of a like state of the program, Ryan Clark.
What's going on? What's going on down there?
Not good things, Bob.
Not good things.
Not good things. So he'll join us at 8:30. That'll be the ticker. Magic Hat 6:30. Let's get it going. Hey, this guy finally gets his wish. He's been waiting and waiting. He finally gets his wish. Next on The Fan.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Well, it's a Magic Hat Thursday. We'll get to that coming up at 6:30. I think the Magic Hat's pretty loaded today. We will talk with Pate, get into some college football. Got a killer Thursday night football game today.
We do have an awesome Thursday
Commanders,
night game
Commanders, Packers in Lambeau.
Ooh, buddy!
Excited for that one.
A couple of 1-0 teams, might be an NFC title preview. You never know how it's going to shake out.
Before we get to the Magic Hat, I wanted to... I thought this was pretty substantial news yesterday. It was announced that Brock Purdy being able to play was, quote, a long shot.
Yes, this weekend in New Orleans.
And basically said if he's out, he could be out multiple weeks, but it was a long shot is what they said. Mm-hmm. Well, today it's been described as he is out 2 to 5 weeks now with turf toe.
That's a bit of a difference than he might not play this weekend.
I will maintain we need to change the name of that injury. It makes a player look soft, and we know that injury is not a soft injury.
Debilitating toe.
Debilitating toe injury.
Got to come up with something.
But he is going to be out 2 to 5 weeks, and all I kept thinking about was how we go back to that 2021 draft and how Kyle Shanahan finally gets his wish. He reportedly wanted Mac Jones. That was the guy he wanted.
The marriage has finally happened.
And he got the former Pro Bowl quarterback as his backup this year, who is now going to start, and the Niners are going to have Mac Jones at the helm against the Saints.
I don't know if there's further evidence you need to describe how broken the Pro Bowl is, that sentence can be factual and valid, of a former Pro Bowl quarterback now starting for the San Francisco 49ers.
It was his rookie year.
Yeah. I know that
tons
he was a Pro Bowler.
Tons of people dropped out for him to get there, but he got there.
He filled in last year in Jacksonville. I want to say he started 7 games. I think it was like 8 touchdowns and 8 picks, somewhere in that range. He was Mac Jones. Mac Jones is Mac Jones. It almost furthers the evidence of, is this organization cursed? Like, the 49ers go on the road this weekend. They get a win in Seattle despite all of the bodies that they're missing. And then on top of it, the number of guys that they lose in the game. They're essentially down to two weapons. Christian McCaffrey, and Ricky Pearsall. And then they got a guy catching a game-winning touchdown pass that nobody's ever heard of before.
Tanjus.
And you still win a division game. You still win a game on the road.
On the road.
Hey, 1-0. Could this stay? Then you get to go on the road to New Orleans. You don't even need any wide receivers to beat the Saints as long as you're relatively healthy.
Mac has a needle on.
And then we throw the curveball in, and now your quarterback might be out for the next 5 weeks. And maybe they hold serve. Maybe Kyle Shanahan's good enough. The Saints are not very good. I have no clue how the next 4 to 5 weeks will go for them. But we can all feel how we want to feel about Brock Purdy and debate where does he rank in the pantheon of NFL quarterbacks. I think we're all in agreement that he's better than Mac Jones, and including the weapons that are out as well. It's one thing if Mac Jones is playing with a full deck of cards, and they certainly don't have that right now at the skill position.
You know, I don't know why, but when I heard this news yesterday and then I woke up and I saw the official kind of listing of his injury, I thought back to a game that I remember as a Niner fan very vividly, and I think football fans may remember this as well. Back in 2023, it was an October matchup. The Niners had to go to Cleveland, and Cleveland that week was suffering from quarterback injuries, the worst of all the teams.
You think it was P.J. Walker starting that game, right?
P.J. Walker started for the Cleveland Browns. The Browns won that game 19-17. It was one of the uglier, most frustrating games as a fan I've ever watched.
It was cold, rainy. The Niners missed field goals. Ugly football.
And look, McCaffrey was a beast last weekend, the all total yardage, but I still worry about the usage rate. He is going to get the ball every other play if he can hold up.
Right.
And Fred Warner, please, for the love of God, you and Bosa save the Niners. This game feels, I'm going into this game with the same vibes, the P.J. Walker, because everybody knows the Saints are not very good.
No.
We know this.
Yes.
But when you're this depleted.
Yeah, Mac Jones is your starting quarterback. It's a little bit different.
You're going on the road in New Orleans. Saints are not very good, but this number was 7, and now it's like 4 to 4.5. This is one I'm circling as a fan. Like, the schedule was kind of quote unquote easy to start the year for them.
That was if you were healthy.
But all their injuries kicked in one weekend, right, despite having all the injuries still.
Right.
And now they go in, and I'm like, I am fully prepared to watch my team crap the bed and score 15 points this weekend.
Any game that you win over the next however many weeks it's going to be is going to be icing on the cake.
It
doesn't matter if it's 13 to 10, 10 to 9, 7 to 6, 3 to nothing.
Right.
I don't care what the final score is. You just got to find a way to hold serve. If you can find a way, let's ballpark and say he misses the next 4 games. That would be on the road at New Orleans this weekend, home against the Cards, home against the Jags, and then on the road at LA against the Rams.
Yeah.
Those are your next 4. If you can find a way, 2-2 is perfect. If you can find somehow win 2 of those games, whether it be the Saints and the Cardinals, whether you get the Jags at home, I don't know which ones they are. If you could be 3-2 coming out of this and he's missed 4 games, you're going to feel fantastic about where you're at. Because Kittle will be back at some point. He's out for a similar amount of time. He's on the
4
IR.
4 weeks, at least.
Ayuk will be back at some point in the back half of the year. Like, you just can't have your season fall apart in the first 2 months.
You got to tread water
as long as you can. And then even when guys come back, who knows if the other guys end up getting hurt. At this pace, I'm just imagining the whole team will end up on IR. But Kittle's already there. Purdy might be going there if it's 5 weeks. You just got to find a way to hold serve over the next couple.
I know the Seahawks just lost to them, and they were a mash unit, but now they're even more of a mash unit. You got to wonder, with teams in the NFC and in that division, if you're not seeing this going, yeah, man, we have a real opportunity here to scratch this team off.
Yes.
They can't stay healthy.
They cannot.
What the hell they're drinking down there in Santa Clara, but you need to stop.
Whatever non-stretching or stretching or calisthenics you're doing before games is clearly not working.
It's insane. It's this multi-year run now.
Yeah. To have that many guys go down, and then even in the first game of the season, it was right out of the gate, too. It was like Kittle on the first drive of the
dominant
game.
First drive,
and
out.
Then boom, done. Yeah. See you in a month and a half. All right, that's cool.
So we'll see if Kyle Shanahan's Mac Jones love, how real that is this weekend.
Does he get Mac Jones a starting job out of this stretch?
No, you never know.
What's up, boys? This is what I got to say today.
That might be me
like,
Monday.
We've had these. I remember last year gambling against, ironically, when Jordan Love went down and Malik Willis came in for the Packers, and I gambled aggressively against the Green Bay Packers.
They played the Colts that weekend, by the way.
Malik Willis sucked. We all saw him play in Tennessee. He was terrible. They just ran the ball, and what happened?
Yep.
They won the game. Crazier things have happened.
Josh Jacobs, good.
Yeah.
Josh Jacobs, very good. Confirmed.
Can Fred Warner have 2 pick sixes and Christian McCaffrey run for 150 yards, and then you can win the game?
Let's get to the Magic Hat next on The Fan.
All right, let's get to the Magic Hat. It's the Magic Hat.
Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for!
Bring it on.
Basically, a bunch of topics, and we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his Magic Hat.
Hocus Pocus, where are you?
Now you see me. Now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
All right, welcome back in. It is a Magic Hat Thursday. Get to it every Thursday at 6:30. The Magic Hat, basically for the new listeners out there. Bunch of topics in a hat. Mix them up. Find out what we need to talk about. Some interesting things off the beaten path we might get to.
Yeah, what do we got today?
I don't know. We're going to have to wait and find out.
What kind of magic are we creating?
I got a whole sentence here.
Here we go.
Don't mean a thing without that twang.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, 2 days ago, not yesterday, 2 days ago. I was going to say yesterday. I read a really random article on The Athletic, and it was basically, why are all the college football coaches speaking with a Southern accent nowadays?
Or and adopt one. It's family.
My family. Coincidentally, he is the picture of the article, right?
I mean, he has to be. Yeah.
Well, he's the first coach they use, and I really did think this was kind of interesting. So I click and I go, oh, what's this about? So I'm reading. They talk to psychologists. They talk to linguistic experts. And it basically is, so when Brian Kelly does the family, they go through all of these coaches in different conferences. And there are plenty of like actual people that study this that have concluded they think the reason these coaches are doing this is because it's the language of college football.
Yeah.
Not
Paul Feinbaum.
Not the area.
No.
The entire sport.
The sport.
I mean, they dominate the sport in the Southeast. They definitely do.
Got to run a top flight program.
So Lanning is actually involved in this. Lanning grew up in Missouri.
Missouri. Thank you.
But he really coached in the South, especially in Georgia.
Memphis, Florida State, Georgia, almost every stop. Alabama, it was
so
in the South.
We don't run a program.
No,
we run a program.
You got to run a program.
They noticed in different moments that he would accentuate different letters to really fit into the South. You know, another coach that did this in the Big Ten or does this reportedly, Lincoln Riley. Lincoln Riley in California is known as being super cool, laid back. Hey, man, I like what you're about.
No, he
but
got.
But then
it
they
all.
Say when he gets to the South, they said he turns on his Texas twang.
Yep. He's got a little twang in the voice.
You know, we're on good top ship out there in L.A. I think we got a lot of good things happening right now. I think that offense would hum with
Where
you, boy.
Where is Lincoln Riley from?
I think it was West Texas, if I'm not mistaken.
So at least he has a background in it.
It comes naturally to him.
Yes, so it's
the
basically
the only, like, prominent coach that,
he was
like
born in Lubbock, Texas.
Lubbock, Texas.
Well, there's two coaches that don't fall into this for me. Pete Carroll. When he was at USC, he never talked with the
Southern accent.
I don't know if it was as important when Carroll was coaching because of how
the SEC
big
had
USC
not
was.
Dominated
no.
the sport yet.
Right.
That largely followed the USC title run.
Right. So
Lou Holtz. He had the issues.
Could you imagine
trying to put his pants on?
Can you do a Lou Holtz accent with a Southern draw?
I can't do one to begin with.
I'm not good.
Too much spits involved in that.
I don't think I can do it.
You see, he still hates Ryan Day too.
Awesome.
Magic Hat leftover?
Is that what that was?
That was the Magic Hat leftover? He went on a podcast after they beat Texas and was like, I still not that impressed with all the things doing.
You went Sylvester.
I did a little bit.
It was labeled, is this elderly abuse? Because basically Ryan Day heard about this and was like, oh.
Still at it, huh?
Still alive, huh?
Lou Holtz still out there, huh? He's still ticking? If you moved to the South, how long do you think it would take you to develop the dialect?
One season.
I was there for a month in 96, and I was a kid.
Did you find yourself talking different at the end of the month?
No, I found myself more fascinated by how they were talking.
I've never lived anywhere outside of the state of Oregon. I've obviously visited a bunch of places. Like, I've always wondered that. Like, if I moved to Louisiana at some point in my life,
Louisiana, Cajun stuff is a whole nother level.
That's a different language.
Very true. Let's use, like, Arkansas as an example.
Right.
I'm down in Fayetteville now.
Like
after 6 months,
to Georgia or South Carolina,
Carolina,
you'll start picking up little things like that.
Yeah.
Just a little, it'll be subtle
Sweet
things.
Sweet tea, uptown, not downtown.
It's not an important sports story. It's a very fascinating read.
Yeah. It's a fun psychological study of like
fun one is
fitting
like
in and trying to be.
It's like when you go to Mexico and you're like, hola, gracias.
Danada. You know what I mean? Like, when you go to a foreign
Uno
country.
Uno más cerveza, yeah. Por favor.
Right. Basically.
Let's see how I'm talking after I come back from Italy for 2 weeks.
You might. Yeah. There's a pizza, not very good. You might. Like, there are.
Frappuccino.
There is evidence that it's a real psychological thing of, I'm one of you, is basically what the article
Once
is.
Once you're immersed in the culture.
Yes.
We'll stay with coaches. Oh. Uptight coaches for what?
Yeah, you mentioned.
What?
Yeah, I really want to know. I feel like you could do a study on this from a psychological standpoint. What is wrong with college coaches?
Who's uptight now?
Every single one of them. Trent Bray refuses to do any player availability. He's one of the only two programs in the entire country that doesn't list any of that. Sark getting hot and bothered that we all watched Arch wince when he threw it and then comps it to taking a crap. And then Dion comes out and he's like, you guys are fake news. You don't know who our quarterback's going to be. And then Joel Klatt's like, Ryan Staub is definitely the quarterback for Colorado.
he looked pretty good last week.
What is wrong with these people? The NFL coaches don't operate like this, and they're better than you, and they're in a better league than you. What is wrong with you?
Well, there's more structure, obviously, in the NFL, and information is made available in a very consistent way. Like, everybody knows the injury reports. You can go look up. They come out every day. You can find out who, you know. And it's orchestrated, and
these people are psychotic.
College coaches,
they care way too much about dumb things.
Well, it's just about being in control rather than controlling they try to control everything.
You know what's funny about that to me? There's great coaches, certainly, that are part of this psychotic behavior, and they win a lot. You know what sport is the hardest to probably control? That sport.
Yeah, I know.
Because week to week, you just don't know if your guys have it and the other team does.
It's a team of 100 kids going against a team of another 100 kids. Yeah. Like,
so how much control can you honestly have?
And I think that's why they're psychotic. But to the larger point, you know what you need desperately?
But I'm now the president of everybody.
You need somebody in charge. You need standard rules. That's why the NFL does it. There's a lot of NFL coaches that get snippy with reporters, and we see it. Like, Vrabel's done this a bunch in Boston early in the season for them. You need rules. Like,
well, he also
injury
busts
reports,
their balls because he's been friends with those guys.
Yes, he's known
them
forever.
So he busts their balls a little bit.
Availability reports and injury reports should be a standardized thing
mandatory for
everybody. You don't have an option. If somebody's hurt, you talk about it. And then fans don't turn on a game on Saturday and say, wait a minute, why don't we have a long snapper?
Yeah.
Then we would know. I what's the headache that's caused there? I don't understand it.
You know, I'll even
from a gambling angle, it should be mandatory for all teams.
I'll even use Lanning. Like, your depth chart being released and Mekhi Hughes being fourth, that's a very easy thing to get out of. We have a very talented running back room. I'm confident in everything we have going on.
And we all
end of answer.
Largely knew who the starting quarterback was going to be. He even walked into one the other night at his presser on Monday where somebody asked him why Novosad didn't play.
Uh-huh.
And I had heard that Novosad got banged up last week, and he acknowledged that. Like, he just got a lat issue. He's a little tight. And then after he answered it, you could tell the wheels were turning of like, damn it, I just talked about an injury. And then three more questions came about other injuries. He's like, all right, I know I gave you one answer. I'm not talking about injuries anymore.
Right.
I didn't mean to let that cat out of the bag. Like, who cares?
Yeah, I did. Like, Trent Bray, like, what happened today? Well, our long snapper got hurt all week. We wouldn't have known that. You didn't tell anybody.
Having that context on Friday of like, hey, guys, the long snapper's hurt. Will this impact the game? Would have maybe changed the way we viewed the game.
No, maybe we would have put piece together the backup was the starter from last year and said, okay, it should be okay. But still,
it should be fine.
It kind of gives you a little bit of an out going in, at least. So I just find these guys... I have my favorites. I have guys I enjoy. And even the guys I enjoy, they have moments I'm like, really?
Yeah. State secrets, man.
State secrets.
You can't find that stuff out. It's classified.
More Magic Hat next on 105.1 The Fan.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Now you see me, now you don't.
It's magic.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
All right, let's magic hat it up one more time, and then we'll get to the second hour of the program. Josh Pate will join us for a Thursday 7:40
yes.
hit. But let's go back into the magic hat.
What was the best throwback?
Oh, sorry.
You Part know. Of the fun of the magic hat is you remembering what the teases are.
Well, no, I write them down. I wasn't on it. And I'm like, wait, okay, I remembered. So this is interesting. This is kind of right up your alley and maybe my childhood alley. Taco Bell is doing a Y2K celebration.
Oh.
25 years since Y2K.
Yes, 25 years ago. The world was going to end.
It was. So they brought back menu items.
Yeah.
As throwbacks that I haven't been to Taco. I don't know how long it's been since I've been to a Taco Bell. I don't frequent fast food in general, but
yeah, me too.
So I didn't even know some of these items had been taken off.
Long time. Never go there. Never.
Did you go to Taco Bell this week?
Dude, I'd never go to Taco Bell. I don't eat tacos. What are you talking about?
Poor wife.
That is true.
So, what? So, the items they have are the Cool Ranch Dorito Locos Tacos, which I could have swore that's always been on the menu.
It's not a throwback to 2000. No. They didn't come up with that until like a couple of years ago.
I'm just reading the actual website.
All right. 0-for-1, Taco Bell.
Double Decker Taco was taken off the menu?
Why was that taken off the menu?
I don't know.
All right, I'll go get a Double Decker. That's the one with like, it's got bean on the, is it?
It's a soft taco
with bean, and then the taco and the hard shell.
Crunchy taco. Yeah.
Dude, delightful.
This is elite, by the way, and the introduction to the Double Decker in my brain is the Hakeem Olajuwon, Shaquille O'Neal endorsement partnership.
Yes.
It was basically like, who's better?
Yeah.
They said they were going to play one-on-one, and then it was really just a big sell job of, we've merged tacos.
We have them both.
Seven-layer burrito.
Okay.
Chili cheese burrito.
Never had that one.
Oh, the chili cheese burrito is great.
Caramel apple empanada. Oh, empanada.
Nobody wants that.
Really?
Who's getting that?
Caramel I tried apple. It once. It was pretty amazing.
It's just a dessert.
Yeah.
Just churros and leave it at that.
Yeah, that's all we need. Who goes to Taco Bell for the dessert options?
No.
I thought the seven-layer burrito was also a staple because I didn't order that all the time.
There, yeah, I would have thought, if you would have asked me if that was still on the menu, I would have told you it was.
Now, here's the kicker. They are charging throwback prices, as it's labeled.
98 cents?
$2.49.
For all of this?
The double-decker was like $1.01 when it came out. There's no way it was $2.49.
So they're all $2.49, or I get them all for $2.49?
The chili cheese is a $2.99, and the empanada
is $2.99. That's not throwback prices.
Those were like 99 cents.
Yes, they were a dollar.
Oh,
Yeah. This is, all right, Taco Bell, you're striking out left and right. Nah. Phenomenal idea on the surface, and this is from a Taco Bell P1.
So what's the best one here, the menu items?
Probably the...
Seven-layer gives you the most.
Seven-layer burrito solid.
Yeah. It's got guac and sour cream in it, but the double-decker's probably my choice. I used to house double-deckers.
Mm. And they already have the cheesy gordita crunch, not that I eat a Taco Bell very often. The cheesy gordita crunch is a very similar thing.
It's
like the... Yeah, I mean, for people who...
Haven't been there in a
go
while.
Go to Taco Bell a lot, they would tell me that the cheesy gordita crunch... is the soft shell, and then it's the cheese, and then it's the hard shell, and it's kind of the same thing without the beans, so you don't get as much gas.
Go. Okay.
Some would argue it's elite.
All right. Next up. No man, just don't.
Yeah, sometimes your heroes really disappoint you in life. I don't know if there was a cooler person in my brain for a solid decade plus than Will Smith. Let's check in on how Will Smith is doing
now. The Fresh Prince.
And even though I'm an action star, sometimes I'm an act bizarre. Cause I'm an artist at heart. I'm not just an actor, y'all. This is the bounce back. Watch Will, y'all. This is the bounce back.
What is that? Is it possible that when he slapped Chris Rock, his career basically took the slap?
Yeah.
I think so.
Because
it all left his fingertips on the last.
Yeah. Look, you could argue his wife broke him because she was doing a podcast and she's like, I'm having sex with other people.
Yeah, that probably did break him mentally and emotionally and led to the slapping
of Chris
Rock. And then he slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars and then he awkwardly won his first Oscar. But at that point, nobody cared about that and he was hammered off his ass.
One of the weirdest nights ever.
Yeah. This guy, I can't even... try to tell this to my children because they're going to grow up and not know. This guy was the coolest person in the world.
Getting jiggy with it is still a phrase that gets used to this day.
That?
Dude, Fresh Prince.
Nah.
Independence Day.
Yes.
All the music. Like,
yes, incredible movies, incredible music.
He was the epitome of cool.
Yeah.
One of the few to ever do it at an elite level.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the music was there. He had number one albums.
Yep.
And he had absolute blockbuster hit movies. It's one
great
of the
TV show.
Great TV show. Yeah, he did all three.
Yeah.
He did TV, did movie, did music. How many people have done that?
Not many.
To a high level.
Not many.
Not many.
It's really sad, dude. He couldn't go away.
No.
He needed to go away for like years.
A couple of years and then come back with a movie.
He went to go away like Travolta went away.
Yes. And then come back
and
bald.
And then come back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And be Santa Claus in a credit card commercial.
Exactly.
Like, wait, is that Will Smith? Is he back?
He took a 4-month hiatus and he's like, I'm sorry. And now he's just like trying to be cool again. And it's like, dude, this is really cringy.
I'm making music now.
Awful. Two more. Let's get one more.
Oh, two more?
Quickies. Two more.
Okay.
Two more.
I'll go
get
quick.
One hit.
Okay.
Yeah, we got. Do we agree with this list?
Yeah, did you see the sports media most influential members of awful announcing since 2000?
Ooh, so in this century, last 25 years?
The last 25 years in sports media.
I'm going to go ahead and can I throw some names at you on there?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, like Scott Van Pelt has to be on there.
Scott Van Pelt is number six.
Number six on the list.
Most influential.
Bill Simmons has to be on there.
Bill Simmons is number one.
Yeah. It's hard to disagree with
you
that.
You can't disagree with it because if you just... He had multiple websites, the ESPN, the
No matter where he's been, it's all worked out.
And his podcast, like, you cannot listen to it. He is the podfather. He is the biggest sports podcast of all time.
I think you'd probably have to go with some of the, like, outspoken, like, there's got to be a Portnoy and a McAfee on there, I'd imagine.
Portnoy 8, McAfee 9.
Okay, so I got half the list almost, basically. Four down. Any other names?
Is Stephen A. on there?
Stephen A.
Yeah, it does. Stephen A. has
to be on there. There's another name close to that name.
Skip Bayless.
He's number 11.
Yeah.
There's a name on here that should not be on here.
Oh. Andy Dirt Johnson?
When you say sports media influential personality, that means the impact is not just I know your name. It's
Or you're good at your job. It's that there's
vast.
A wider impact.
Yeah.
And you can feel however you want to feel about a lot of these people.
Well, there's two names on this list, actually.
Oh. Well, now I'm curious who they are.
Actually, I'm going to throw three.
Oh,
I lied to you.
Yeah.
Michael Strahan is on this list.
Get the hell out of here.
Right.
What are we doing?
Because he's on Good Morning America.
How is he impactful at all?
No.
Tony Romo made the list.
Get the hell out of here.
He doesn't move any needles.
No.
No.
People just don't like him.
And Aaron Andrews is number 10.
Yeah.
Influential.
Yeah.
Those three names should not be on here.
No.
Not in any way.
No, I think Aaron Andrews is good at her job.
Is our boy Pate on the list?
Pate's not. No.
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 That's too.
How long was the list?
25. Last 25 years. Yeah, Collins on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah, Coward. He's 25. I thought he'd be a little higher than that.
I would have thought he would have been on
his
greatest
ever. Volume Network.
Yeah, top five are Simmons, Stephen A., Charles Barkley, Kornheiser, and Wilbon were a combo at four.
Okay. Absolutely.
And so were Schefter and Woj at five.
Oh, the newsbreaker category of people.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, one more.
We'll carry this over. We got to go.
Oh.
Do the odds feel right?
Oh, the odd. You know what? We can carry this over because it gets that's a college football one. I want to get into that. So there's the Magic Hat. We do it every Thursday at 6:30. You should go two segments with it. Let's carry over to start the second hour. Do the odds feel right, as Swag just said? I want to know how people feel about this a couple weeks in. It's college football related. We'll get to it next. Hour 2, Dirt and Sprague, 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Fox News is now streaming live on Fox One. The voices you trust. The stories you won't find anywhere else.
This is the story breaking right now.
Fox One. We live for lies.
Try it free for 7 days. Offers are subject to change. Go to Fox One for complete terms and conditions.